A school board candidate forum planned for Thursday night has become another flashpoint over Nashville's charter schools. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports three sitting board members have refused to participate, questioning the organizers' motives.
School board candidates don't typically do this kind of vetting of groups that invite them to speak. For weeks, incumbent Will Pinkston has been asking for financial information on Project Renaissance. The nonprofit, which was founded by Carl Dean in his last days as mayor, has disclosed its top donors who've given millions of dollars. They include foundations that have also contributed to privately run charter schools. And Pinkston says he wants no part of their work.
To claim that this is a grassroots coalition and demand that we show up when we have other community commitments is just way out of line, and I'm not going to do it.
Neither are board members Amy Frogue or Jill Spearing. All three have tried to block the expansion of charter schools in the city. Project Renaissance's CEO wrote an editorial debunking some of Pinkston's claims, denying that the group supports school vouchers, for instance. She declined to be interviewed by WPLN, deferring to parent volunteers like Juanita Adams. She's been a teacher and had a child in a Nashville charter school, but she says she's not necessarily an advocate.
What I'm involved in is an organization that says, hey, I want to help to make sure that your child and my child get a quality education. And what parent's not going to fight for that, however it looks?
There is one school board member up for re-election who plans to join the candidate forum, Chairwoman Sharon Gentry. Organizers say all of the challengers have agreed to participate. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.